or deterrent.
Our poor execution in the first couple months on the website clouded the fact that there are a whole bunch of people who stand to benefit.
All right, the president talking about health care. What else is new? Sell, sell, sell. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But what a ripoff. We all know now at this point, at least the people listening to this show, I have to feel that so many that are Democrats are saying they're not necessarily jumping the Democratic ship, but they don't like Obamacare, and they want no parts of what this president is offering up. So to me, that's the telltale sign. Since this whole thing started, October 1st with the rollout, I have gotten 333, isn't that an odd number, as of today, 333 emails specifically targeted, not on anything else that we talk about, but just on healthcare. And every single one of those emails is personal about your story. So thank you for sharing, and you're sharing them on the air, too, to say, listen, whatever is being talked about, that this is going to be fixed, and that this is Republican rhetoric as to what's happened with affordable health care, I have to say that I have to ignore that, because if that many people who pledge allegiance to Obama are saying, this isn't good, this isn't working, I'm getting canceled, I already got canceled, I can't afford the insurance, I've gone on the exchange, I've had problems, and even now, I'm not saying October 1st, I'm not saying the 15th, I'm not even saying the 30th, I'm saying into December, this is what I'm hearing. And you know, you only have a couple of weeks left as to the signing up process. Just a couple of weeks before all of that is over with, and then he kicks it into January, and some people are going to be without insurance that had insurance that are told, well, your insurance wasn't that good anyway, so why wouldn't you want the better coverage of affordable health care? Every single show, you know it, we're going to be talking about it for sure, because this is what's still the buzz in the backyard. The other thing that we're going to talk about here on this Hour of America Tonight, because people are talking about this, happened to me today in the grocery store. Someone said, you know about that kid that was in that accident in the Porsche in California? Yeah, Fast and the Furious, Paul Walker. Oh, yeah, yeah, that was his name. And people are fascinated by this because it's the whole thing about speed killing. And now we see examples of not just what happened in this crazy Porsche crash where they could have been clipping an incredible amount of speed in a tough car to control that hit a light pole, but the speed that killed the innocent commuters on the train going from the Bronx to Manhattan on Sunday after Thanksgiving, where you have to assume some of those people were coming back from a Thanksgiving trip. And it turns out that the engineer who initially was saying, well, maybe it's the brakes are cleared as being perfect, was nodding off. And I have to say, it really makes you think about this, your safety when you get into these train circumstances. And this train speed was a common denominator. As he nodded off, it was just seconds left by the time he woke up, and it was too late. It hit a turn at 82 miles an hour, where it was supposed to be 30 miles an hour. And you have people that are seriously injured and four people killed. There's going to be massive suits over this. Massive, massive suits over this crash. And there's going to be concerns now about safety in general with trains. You know, there's talk about high-speed trains, and look what they do in Japan, and Look what happens when there's a train crash. And I really thought, boy, we may be talking about a texting thing here or something else, because the word leaked out that it wasn't the brakes almost right after, it seems. Almost right after. And we have tensions to talk about as well, what's happening in China. Biden to the rescue, VP Joe Biden to the rescue in China. It's tense. It's all about islands. It's about airspace. And my goodness, if there were any chance that China would get into some kind of a war with Japan, do something, shoot a plane down, do something, we are so in the thick of this. Japan is our ally. China has our debt. China takes our products and we make millions of dollars off of it. And then they make millions, more than millions of dollars off of us with the junk that they send over from China. So I don't know that they're going to make that ultimate move. But it just seems odd to me that, and I guess that's the role of the VP, to quell the fears. So that's where he is right now. It's all over this airspace in the East China Sea. And it is a massive war of words between China, Japan, the United States is now in the middle of this, South Korea. And of course we have to be concerned about this. Because how do you change the status quo? This goes back to land grab and all the things that lead to wars that we've seen in the past. Think of the Gaza Strip and Israel. We can think of a lot of pieces of land that have led to war. So Biden meets with the Chinese VP, attends a dinner hosted by the president, and in the meantime, it's the airspace that's the biggest concern. Lots of American jets go over there, and they declared that they were going through the airspace and contacted China, three different commercial airlines, over the weekend. Japan has told its airlines not to comply with the new Chinese demands, but that's not what the government is doing. They're telling all of our carriers to follow the instructions, because we certainly don't want to see that happen to a plane. Oh, can you imagine? So there could be accidents, there could be miscalculations, and that could lead to something that nobody wants to see happen. I mean, there has to be concern because of what could happen. Having more countries involved in that dispute over the islands and over that air zone, ooh. I think this is going to build up for the next couple of weeks. I don't know that this is going to easily be rectified. Because now China is asking anybody who goes into the air defense zone to identify themselves and submit flight plans, which is what our planes are doing. Which is interesting because they reiterated that Washington doesn't recognize the air defense zone or China's demand to be notified of plans by jets from other nations to fly into the area, but yet they urged our American carriers to follow the instructions. Hey, if I'm Delta, if I'm any of the other airlines, American, of course I'm going to do that, because they can't risk it with the passengers' lives and the possibility of something happening. Hang with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Wow, what a show. Earlier, we had goats, now we have geese in the studio. Now we have geese. We had goats, and now we have, really, ducks. That's not geese. I'm going to say that's ducks. And what are the ducks? The ducks, you know, symbolize the nonsense going on in Washington. The lame ducks. I mean, how many laws are even getting passed this year, for goodness sake? Nobody's ever talking about that. They will at the tail end of the year, but it's not very many, my friends. And why is that? Because the focus has been taken away over a shutdown, over affordable care, over a slew of other things that have trumped what should have been so many other important issues and laws that needed to be tackled. There's been some useless laws that should really be purged from the books, too. I got a long list, and we'll have them in the next couple of weeks as we go through the highs and the lows of 2013. Do you believe we only really have a couple of weeks left in this year? I can't believe it. Poor Matt Johnson, he was so depressed he took the night off because he turned 44.
I thought it was 38.
If you know how old Matt Johnson is, call us or send us an email at americatonight.net. I told him once you hit 30, it's all over because it doesn't matter. I mean, you forget. Everything kind of just becomes a blur. So does it really matter? The serious nature of what happened with that crash is still on the minds of everybody. It's outrageous if you think about it. Dozing off and then, boom, there you go. All these people injured, people dead, and the train engineer zoning out. And that's how he described it. Ugh, poor choice of words. Zoning out. But it's something that happens all the time to people who are in cars traveling for long distances, moving, thinking they can make it. I mean, it's like a code with most men. When you're a guy and you're at school or you're going to school or you're with your buddies going to spring break or whatever, that they're in a car somewhere for however many hours getting to, you know, whatever state it is, a run to Las Vegas, a run to Fort Lauderdale. And in this case, this is a professional. He does it for a living. And he's got 150 people on his train. So dozing off is costly to so many families and costly to the line as well. I don't know that he's going to be the engineer of any trains anytime soon. I don't think so. All right, speaking of engineering, I think we've talked about this once or twice before, and we're going to mix it in, but, you know, I'm, like, fascinated by the whole space thing. So I did go to see Sandra Bullock's Gravity. Clooney's in that, too, just because I wanted to see how close it was after we had somebody, Rod Pyle, who covers NASA, on for a long time. After we talked to him about what was realistic and what wasn't realistic, I wanted to see that movie. But one thing that's interesting is this development of the technologies where the possibility of going up into space. I mean, if you have a ton of money, you can already do that. Just call Russia. They'll get you a lift up. But now they're talking about futuristic flights where people can be on board and what you have to pay for a view to go so far up into the atmosphere. And then there's this SpaceX rocket that lifted off on a commercial satellite launch. And Elon Musk is the guy behind all of this. He was just voted like the businessman of the year or whatever. And it was a Falcon 9 rocket that they put together. It blasted off into orbit, and what a game changer this could be for an industry that is struggling, if you think of government funding in the United States anyway. And it's an industry that potentially, I mean, the amount that you could make from it is incredible, especially when you're talking about being able to do that. Satellite launches, boom, that's it. And this was a 22-story rocket. And it's probably got buried out there because of other things that were big happening. The nodding off engineer, the lame duck Congress that's got to come up with a budget by the 13th. And it's not looking good for that. The Democrats are bailing on it. And there's a lot of shaking of people's collective head on the Hill, or heads, and nobody coming up with any sort of agreement. So this 22-story rocket lifts off at Cape Canaveral in Florida. They had two launch attempts last week, but they had some technical problems there. And they had a last-second abort on Thursday because they discovered oxygen inside the ground-based igniter system, so that wouldn't work. So here's the bottom line. It launched. It went. That's a very big deal. 30 minutes after liftoff, the satellite, an SES-8, was in an elliptical orbit, that's what they call it. It reached more than 50,000 miles from Earth, about a quarter of the way to the moon. And from there, it's going to maneuver itself down to a circular orbit to provide television, broadband, and other services to customers in India, China, Vietnam, and other spots in Asia. So it confirms that there is the ability of doing that, to have a satellite launched privately like that. Wow. Look for this to be the wave of the future. And how much are they able to undercut competitors will be a big deal. What's the price tag for this? And I think that satellite, they got on board for something like $55 million. It's much more expensive to do it in Russia, to go to get a hitch a ride on the Russian Proton and the European Ariane rockets, I think they call them, the Ariane rockets. And because of how much it costs and because of the successful launch, I bet they're going to get more business than they can shake a stick at. 50 missions worth about $4 billion. 75% of the flights are for commercial customers. So they need one more successful launch of the Falcon rocket to be eligible to compete to carry military, expensive satellites that right now are monopolized by the United Launch Alliance, which is basically Boeing and Lockheed Martin. I bet the people there aren't psyched about Elon Musk and what's happening. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, it's kind of a mixed bag for this hour. We're going to hit the mailbag. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you certainly can. 855-266-2283. Have you ever nodded off on the highway? And do you think this engineer, now that he told his union the truth, should have the book thrown at him because of what has happened as a result of him falling asleep? The people that are dead, the people that have serious injuries, and they're going to follow lawyers' advice, and they're going to file lawsuits. But is this a fair or foul? I'd say it's foul. I mean, he's the engineer. He's a pro. He's got to be able to perform. If you can't stay awake, then doing the train thing, even though he had done it for a long time, wasn't advisable. And asked the families of the people who were killed or others who are now seriously injured, and they have to figure a way around whatever it is they're rehabbing from. So they go from simply riding on a sleepy Sunday morning from the Bronx to get into Manhattan to maybe now trying to learn a new limb. I mean, it was that bad, the way those cars were tossed around. It was incredible. Incredible. All right, mailbag coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
No attorneys to plead my case, no OAS to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble, y'all. I deserve my life again. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble, y'all.
Trouble navigating healthcare.gov, and now you're up against it trying to figure out what to do if you have canceled insurance. It's always a big topic in the mailbag. I mentioned how many emails I've gotten on this. Of course, there are other things that are out there, like the train accident and whatnot, and some other thoughts on what's happening in Washington, D.C. So why don't we step on it, run down to the mailroom, and check the mail.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh. You have mail, mistress.
We do have mail. This one from Don Dix. And Don says, hey, Kate, big time fan of the Sports Princess, a.k.a. Kate Delaney. And I have to say, I was happy to find you on my dial a couple of months ago. I just read that now we have until March, which you already know, to sign up for health care or be fined. It still just irks me that this government can tell us that we have to have health care or be fined by the IRS. Really, it's a ploy to get as many people as possible in the health exchanges that aren't working, for goodness sake. They're not working in some states because there's not enough people enrolled. So while we hear about the successes in a California or a Kentucky, what about everybody else? Everybody else is stuck. It seems so unfair. Why do we have this big change? Is it that we're focusing on the causes of the many, or vice versa, the one? Either way, we're all going to pay, trust me. I think it's a joke that the president says he's going to sign up for health care coverage at healthcare.gov. Boy, they better orchestrate that correctly, or he'll have egg on his face by the time it's all said and done. Love ya. Wish I had a way out of this. What's the solution? Well, the solution is, and see, this is the thing. You can't go back in time, so solution means let's move forward. I would have erased the competition in the state lines where you could just pick up the insurance and wherever and compete for it. And so I think with more competition with the insurance companies, it would have led to better rates and a bigger pool, and I think that would have at least been the shot. I really do. I think that would have been the best shot to go for. And, of course, that was never really considered. Think of competition with other insurance that you have in general, what that does in a capitalistic society, which we still, believe it or not, are a capitalistic society. Let's see where we are in 20 years. What's it going to look like in 20 years? Because it's going to take time to see how this thing all falls out. But so far, it hasn't started off well. We're getting into a couple of months of this, and it's still not smooth. And people are worried, and they should be worried, because it doesn't look like there's any real serious repeal movement. Although there have been a few pushes to have that done, it hasn't been successful at this point. Here's one from the Crab. I wonder if that what that nickname means. The Crab says, "Hey, Ms. Delaney, did you notice that the Seahawks won the other night and they beat New Orleans? Who did you have in that game, first of all? And also, do you know they set a new noise record for the loudest outdoor sports stadium, but they had already set that earlier in the season, but they made it even bigger. How cool is that?" It is cool. The Guinness Book of World Records recorded the crowd. They said it was 137.6 decibels during the win over the Saints on Monday. And the record came during the second quarter of Seattle's win. I mean, they blew them out. Seattle blew them out, New Orleans, 34-7. But interesting that probably the highlight is the fact that it set off all kinds of, you know, records, Guinness World Records, with just how loud it was. And here's the even more interesting part about this. A University of Washington earth sciences professor said the Seahawks fans that registered so high as far as the decibels, also on a nearby seismometer with the same energy as a magnitude 1 or 2 earthquake during Sunday night's win over New Orleans, they could register that. So they say it's hard to compare the fans' half minute of stomping, cheering, screaming, all that kind of stuff during a first quarter fumble return for a touchdown for a quick pop that set off this kind of small earthquake. Put that in perspective, huh? It was back in September when they set the first record. Then the mark was topped by the Kansas City Chiefs fans in October, and now they get it back again. So you want to know why it's so loud? A jet engine that's at 100 feet, so think of a jet going up, 100 feet is 140 decibels. My goodness, that crowd, 137.6. That is huge. That is loud. I was watching that game, and you knew, you could tell when you turned it up, you could barely hear it. And then trying to interview players after the game was practically impossible because of the noise factor. Those fans have to be pretty proud, though, to say that you own the record for the loudest crowd. And this is a team that could end up going to the Super Bowl. Definitely. Let's go to Dale in Missouri.
Hey,
Dale. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just want to let off steam about the so-called Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, let's hear. What do you want to serve up for us?
Well, last year I have in health insurance with a large health insurance company, and last year the amount I paid before I can use the insurance went up 3 times.
You're kidding.
No, and this year my insurance went up $2,300.
Oh.
And I don't make that much money, and I have a household of 4.
Wow.
Now, that's not affordable.
No, that's not affordable.
And it just, I don't know what to do. I have to have insurance.
You know, Dale, that's the thing that everybody's saying in these emails to me, that, you know, forget everything, push it aside. It's not affordable, because all the same thing is happening. People's rates are going up where they can't afford it. And what do? You have to have insurance, because what if you don't have insurance?
Oh, it's terrible. And what gets me about it is that they forced it down my throat.
Right. It wasn't your choice.
Know?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they pulled out all these shenanigans just to get it.
Right.
They pulled out all the stops, did everything, seems to me, crooked, and now this is what I've got.
Yeah. And, you know, they don't address that. The president doesn't, when he talks about how great it is, they don't address that concern. They don't. They don't address how can you pay? How do you squeeze more money out of your wallet? You can only get so much. Yeah, I'm sorry, Dale, because you're not alone in that. I mean, this whole audience is saying that.
No, it's rough.
Yeah, in my household, too. Mars went up, too. And you know, luckily, knowing that this was happening, I pushed money aside, but I'm finding that with everyone I know, even. I haven't, very few people I've heard say, oh, it's all good, this insurance is better, and I'm not paying more for it, or I'm just paying a few dollars more. Nobody said that to me.
I pay over $40 more a week.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, and that adds up, so you add that up, and, you know, you're looking in 2 weeks, 80, and then you're looking at 160 by the end of the month.
And if I use it, I have to pay a whole lot more just to get to where I can use it.
Right. For the deductible. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my deductible is $600 a person.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, and I pay that much for the insurance, and the company I work for pays for it too.
Right, so they're picking up some of it, yeah.
Right, but still that is my part.
Right, which is crazy. So they're making out like bandits with this.
Oh, it's rough.
Yeah.
I don't know what people are going to do.
I don't either. I think that's why you just got to keep pushing. Everybody has to keep pushing, complaining, and seeing if they can flip this thing over, because the analogy of it's like they're bandits is true. I mean, our health care is being stolen. That's what it is.
Okay, well, thanks for hearing me.
Yeah, thanks, Dale, for sharing. Not affordable. See, you're having lots of people that are talking about their personal experiences, and very few people have shared with me that it's a better situation for them. Instead, it's that it's gone up, and if you have to use it, it's like Dale's saying, then you pay extra for that. I mean, are people going to have to get second jobs just to have health insurance? So that's not affordable. That's a misnomer. It shouldn't be called affordable. It should be called the health care that has you held hostage, because that's really what has happened now across the country. I mean, I can't think of a one. In my own family, my father-in-law and his wife, oh, who knows what the deductible is there, but it's crazy. Stay with us. Speaking of that, don't want to scare you some more, but our pal Mike Bonacorsi, getting your stuff in order like wills and retirement, and man, what do you do? How do you put this money away? That's next here on America Tonight.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's the end of the year, and you know what that means? Means we're talking about getting our stuff together for our taxes. Then there's some people who are also thinking that they're getting closer to the time where they're going to retire, weighing it or putting in papers and that kind of thing. The end of the year really is a big marker. Mike Bonacorsi's got the great book, Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing for Your Future. He's a certified financial planner. Mike, this is the time of the year where people are really just pushing to get everything together, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, Kate. You know, this is the time of the year when so many things start coming together. You want to start preparing for your taxes as we move into the first quarter of next year, your tax preparation for this year. This is the time you're reviewing your portfolio. You may be selling to hold some gain, lock in some gains. You may be selling some losses to offset the taxes on some of those gains. This is also a time that you want to be out there reviewing your portfolio, reviewing your financial plan. You know, you talked about people getting to retire. If you're going to get start thinking about retiring next year, right now is when you should start preparing for it. This is when you should start looking at the options that you have out there. If you have retirement plans, understanding the options that are available to you. This is the time where you want to see if you're going to be carrying any benefits into retirement. You want to start researching your Social Security benefits, Medicare benefits, all these things. I mean, this is the time of the year to prepare for them because, you know, as we know, the year passes by in a flash of an eye. And you really don't, it'll be, the time will come, it'll be on top of you right away. You don't want to be preparing for your tax return on April 10th with just a couple of days to go. You want to make sure that you've got all this stuff prepared now, and you want to take advantage of some of these strategies before the end of the year. A lot of these strategies are going to be critical to take care of before the end of the year. Tax loss harvesting that you might do, this is critical that you do it this year. IRAs, things like that, can carry over until tax filing time. But there are some things you want to take care of this year before you move into the new year.
I got one here from Joe who says, ask Mike Bonacorsi when he comes on, Kate, about what to do when you're preparing to retire. So there we go. We're preparing to retire, but I have no idea on some of my expenses, like electricity. Because certainly with heating costs, I live in the Northeast, that can change from month to month, and who knows what it'll be 10 years from now. I have no way to know. How do you plan for things that could fluctuate?
Well, I mean, this is one of the reasons that you know, I talk about the idea of your plans, your budget, all of these things. Nothing is set in stone. They kind of move along, and that's why they require a yearly review to see how you're staying on track. You know, you make a best guess effort as to what you spent this year, and hopefully that will, you know, that will be close to what it is next year. At the end of next year, you've got to review again and carry it forward. You're right. We don't know what price. We don't know what it's going to cost us to live. We don't know what the cost of living is going to be 5 years, 10 years, and we don't even know what it's going to be 2 years from now. So we constantly have to be monitoring our budget, monitoring our expenses, see where, you know, when these prices, when things do go up, costs do go up, see where it's going to affect us the most. But it's an ongoing review. It's got to be an ongoing plan that just keeps growing along with you.
All right, we've had this question a lot, but Jan asked the question of wills. What if you want to change a will and you have a will in place? Is it a big hassle to do so, and is a living will better?
Well, you know, when you talk about a will to transfer your estate, no, it's not a big deal. It's just a supplement that can be added to a will. It may, depending on the extent of it, it may be rewritten for something relatively simple. An amendment, I believe the term for it is I'm going to pronounce it wrong, codicil, but I know that's an incorrect pronunciation. It's basically an amendment to a will, a statement that's an amendment to a will. I think what she might have been referring to is a living trust.
There you go.
Right. A living trust. But, you know, it really depends. You really need to sit down with your attorney and discuss what it is you want to accomplish, the type of assets that you're looking to move. Certainly there are some advantages to using a trust. It bypasses probate. It can be a lot easier to transfer assets at death. But they can be maybe be a little bit more expensive to prepare than a will. So if you only have a small amount of assets out there, one cost may offset the other.
We got a great answer there, and I think you were close. I think it's codicil. Close.
Codicil.
Yeah. That's it. I have a family of lawyers. I'm thinking, yeah, I think I've heard my brother Patrick say that. All right, we got another question from Michael in Florida who says, ask Mr. Bonacorsi, because I'm kind of confused on this, the biggest differences between a standard IRA versus a Roth IRA.
That comes up quite often. A traditional IRA is an IRA that's funded quite often. A tax deduction is taken for the contribution. So you're really funding it with pre-tax money is the way it works out. So you take a tax deduction for your contribution. Your money grows tax deferred, which means you don't pay any taxes on the growth. However, when you take that money out, you're going to pay taxes on the withdrawal. So that's a traditional IRA. A Roth IRA is funded with after-tax money. You don't take a tax deduction for your contribution. It's funded with after-tax money. Your money grows tax-free, which means that most people, most of your distributions will be tax-free. You don't pay taxes on it when you draw it out. Now, the reason I say most of them, because there are a few caveats, there's a couple of rules you have to follow, and one of them is that you have to hold a Roth IRA for 5 years to be able to get that tax advantage. You have to have the plan, you have to have the IRA for at least 5 years to get those tax-free withdrawals, be over 59 and a half to get the tax-free withdrawals on the growth. So there are a couple of caveats that are attached to the Roth, but typically a Roth IRA is funded with after-tax money, and you get tax-free growth and then tax-free withdrawals.
Yeah, when you say it's a good time, I was thinking about this the other day, isn't it a good time to kind of review documents? Because what I find, and you know this because you've got lots and lots of clients, and because you're great at what you do, certainly as a certified financial planner, you've seen it all and you've talked about it here on America Tonight for a long time. And I think the biggest problem for some people is, and I can be guilty of this when you're busy, you get stuff in the mail and you shove it aside, but then you don't really read what you're involved with and you're not up to date on what's going on with your, as you said, your portfolio. And you mentioned at the beginning to review it. I think it's so important to have a financial planner because I think most people, it's not that they're dumb, it's that they're too busy and they're not paying attention to little things that could actually lose them money. Is that pretty accurate?
Absolutely. You know, that there are a lot of little things out there that, that somebody that doesn't work in the industry all the time, that isn't looking for these things, it could miss. You know, one of the things that I do with my clients is I meet with my clients, I request that my clients meet with me 4 times a year so we can review. And we try and set each of our meetings may have a different area that we talk about, a portfolio review, but then we may talk about their beneficiary designations. So we'll sit down and we'll make sure that beneficiary designations are up to date, that nothing has changed in their family where that requires any changes perhaps in their estate planning in general. Another time we might talk about their life insurance to make sure that they've got, you know, adequate coverage as far as life insurance is going. Their IRAs, their 401k contributions. All these little things have to be dealt with, and they have to be reviewed. You're right. Periodically. So many times I find that people will open up an account somewhere or fill out paperwork, maybe an IRA, and their life changes and they don't change the paperwork, they don't change the documentation to go along with their life. And later on, it could be a problem. I mean, there's always the story about the spouse who or the person that passed away and left their former spouse, you know, on a life insurance policy or an IRA out there.
Mm-hmm.
And these things are real issues that come up.
Yeah, absolutely. Review, and go and get yourself a financial planner, including Mike Bonacorsi. Give Mike Bonacorsi a call. And that's a good thing. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, they can get a hold of you through the website, correct?
Absolutely. They can go right to my website, www.mikebonacorsi.com. Go right to my website. There's a way that they can contact me. There's a contact page right there, and they can get a hold of me. Absolutely.
All right, awesome. Michael, thank you so much.
All right, Kate. Good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.